Practice feeling exercise 3. Ideokinesis suit of clothes. From Ideokinesis, a creative approach to human movement and body alignment by André Bernard, Wolfgang Steinmüller and Ursula Stricker. Lie down on the floor, a bench or a bed. And take a moment to let the floor or bed or bench support you. And then bend your knees in a way that it does not take any muscles to keep them upright. Your skeletal system can keep itself in position without use of the muscles. So let your legs fall into your hip sockets. Now create or think about a suit of clothes. Create it in your mind. It can be anything you want. Maybe the most beautiful suit you can imagine. Maybe the ugliest or weirdest, as long as it's unusual and not boring. The image should be outrageous, unusual. Really create the suit or pair of clothes in all detail in your mind. There should be a coat or jacket. And the clothes should have long sleeves and long trouser legs, so no mini skirts. Now imagine yourself as this suit of clothes, as an empty suit of clothes. So you are the suit of clothes. You do not wear it. You are the clothes in this moment. So think of the back of the suit of clothes spreading out on the floor. The back of the suit of clothes is spreading out on the floor. When the image reaches its end point, you can dismiss the image, but do not dampen the effect that it causes. In other words, whatever experience or insight it gives you, let that keep happening, but do not freeze the image in your mind. You can let your mind rest and then start the image over. The next thing that you're going to imagine is that the pants of the clothes are over a hanger. So your pants are hanging over a hanger where usually the creases of your knees would be. So it should feel as though your legs are pulling up a little at the back of the knees, because right there the pants are hanging over a hanger. Then you're going to think of the front of the clothing settling against the back. The front of the clothing is settling against the back evenly on either side, left and right. And it does so at the pelvis, at the ribs, at the shoulders, at the clavicles. front of the clothing is settling against the back. And then, with the arms as sleeves of the clothing, you think the inside of the sleeves coming together. You can do both arms at the same time. So the front of the sleeves is settling against the back of the sleeves. And do the same with your legs. Usually, when you flex your legs, when you are wearing clothing, there is a crease at the hip joints. Imagine this crease getting deeper. Then I want you to think about a belt buckle at the navel. A belt buckle at the navel, and it is going to sink into the floor. Another image you can use instead of the buckle is a little pebble that sinks through the navel into the floor. Very much like a pebble going through water in a fishbowl. Next, think of the back of the clothing spreading out on the floor. So the clothing is very wrinkled, and we're going to smooth out the wrinkles down the back of the coat. So imagine the back of the clothing spreading out on the floor. Really smooth out all the wrinkles down the back of the coat. Really smooth them out on the floor. And then smooth out the fabric across the back of the pelvis. Smooth out the wrinkles from the center, from the spine, to the outsides. You can think of the spreading out of the garment as a viscous liquid, like honey or syrup or oil. You may say to yourself, it's clothes, not honey. And that is the point. The image should not be literal. It needs to be unusual to grab the attention of the nervous system, which is you. If the process is boring to you, this is because you have created it that way. So make it interesting. For the cervical area, the neck, we also have wrinkles. We use the image that the neck is part of the shirt collar under the coat. So the collar is potentially very long, but it is so wrinkled that it is shriveled inside the coat. And we are going to smooth these wrinkles up towards the skull. So that lengthens the collar upwards. Next, we're going to think of the shoulders as shoulder pads. And they're widening away from the neck, sliding down the arms, all the way to the fingertips. Then we think of the head as a red balloon, or choose any color you want. The first thing you want to think about the balloon is that it is becoming rounder. So the head is not really round, but you want to think of it as becoming round. That helps to organize good muscle patterns around the face and the skull, the top of the back, the top and the back of the head. And then think of the head as a balloon that is becoming not only rounder, but also emptier. So the balloon is getting rounder, but also emptier, particularly between the ears. And finally, the balloon expands. It expands in all directions and especially between the ears. Stay lying on the floor like this for a while and feel what the exercise changed.